To the surprise of, well, probably no one, New Jersey's vaccination effort regarding the coronavirus moves slowly in recent days. 25%, and last numbers at least I was able to get a hold of the state's allotment being administered so far to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. These are state numbers, by the way. Of the 405 doses sent to New Jersey's 200 vaccination sites, just over, this is the early part of last week, 101,000 have been administered. So that 25% rate puts New Jersey behind the national average of 30% of distributed vaccines being used, that according to the CDC. There's been about 120,000 doses set aside for nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. And again, as of the early part of this past week, about 8,000 nursing home residents and staff had their initial shots. Rollout of nursing homes was expected to increase from 69 to 193 facilities this past week. Hopefully we'll find out the early part of this coming week whether or not that goal was achieved. Judy Persichelli, Health Commissioner, says she expects all participating nursing home residents and staff to be vaccinated by the end of this month. Pulling the lens back to the full state, just about 1.1% of New Jersey's residents have gotten their first coronavirus vaccine shot. That again is below the national average nationally. Average is 1.4%. So that puts New Jersey in its usual position, bottom half of the states. While the Murphy administration is not going to admit it, lack of a vaccine plan, plus a delay for, as I mentioned in the last segment, delay in getting vaccines to the seniors has added to this pathetic performance. And it's not like Murphy didn't know the vaccines were coming. I mean, granted, wasn't completely sure how many, but you work with a minimum number and try to construct some fluid, fast plan. There is ShopRite that's, believe it or not, is helping in this cause. ShopRite supermarkets are going to be making available coronavirus vaccines to healthcare workers at 39 of its pharmacies throughout the state. And if you want to find out if there's a ShopRite location near you who's doing this, instead of going to one of the state facilities that they've set up, you can go to vaccines.shoprite.com. Again, that's vaccines.shoprite.com. And that's by the way, the ShopRite again, that's just for hospital healthcare system workers. They're the first in the list of priorities. Nursing home residents, they were next, and that started too. CVS and Walgreens have started vaccinating nursing home staff and residents last week of last month. The timing of the state's progression through the group still to come, 1B, 1C, 2, 3, well, that all hinges on the supply of vaccines in New Jersey because everyone needs two shots. For the Pfizer vaccine, the shots are spaced 3 weeks apart. The Moderna vaccine, 4 weeks apart. And here's the key to, if you start with one company's vaccine, there's no mixing and matching. If your first shot's a Pfizer, your second has to be a Pfizer. First shot's a Moderna, second one's a Moderna. And the state did launch a website. I mentioned the ShopRite website, vaccines.shoprite.com. The state website, where you can get more information on vaccines, how they work, timeline for the vaccine rollout, which will be changing frequently, no doubt, which people are in those various priority groups I mentioned, and the vaccine locations. We'll add this to our homepage too. It's covid19.nj.gov/vaccine. covid19.nj.gov/vaccine. That's the website that will let you register, schedule an appointment to get a vaccine when the vaccine becomes available. And this is initially for people in the priority groups and then the general public. There was a problem when the site rolled out and it crashed, as state websites tend to do, because everyone wanted to get into the pool. So just wait. I would say if you're not in one priority categories, wait until closer to the end of the month and see if you can try to schedule an appointment. The website will let you know if you're jumping the gun or not. And if you are allowed to get in, you'll get an email notification when your time, I was going to say when your time is up, that's probably a poor choice of words given the topic. When your time has arrived, how about if we go with that? If you look at some of the groups, 1A, that's for long-term care residents. That includes veterans homes, prisons, juvenile centers, county jails, group homes for the developmentally disabled, mental health group homes, psychiatric hospitals, and any other long-term care settings. Priority group 1B, that's essential workers. They get the vaccine after healthcare workers and residents at the facilities I just mentioned. They're still working on specific recommendations for this group, but according to the plan, it includes first responders, like police and firefighters, food service workers, Port Authority workers, New Jersey Transit workers, teachers, school staff, child care workers, anyone in the media industry, radio, print, TV, news, and media services. Yeah, that would be me. Now, if you're considered to be a medically vulnerable person, when do you get the vaccine? That's group, you're in group 1C. You get it after the healthcare workers, long-term care facility, resident staff, and the other essential workers. Problem now is, at least for this point in time, the supply is not yet sufficient for this group. But if, again, go to the website of reference toward the end of the month. Not now, wait till the end of the month. Don't want to load the site up because you know how precarious the state websites are. And you could at least get in line in that way. If you have allergies, the only people the CDC advises not to get the Pfizer vaccine are those with a history of severe allergic reaction to any component of the Pfizer vaccine. They're basing this after the mass vaccination that started in the UK and the US. Those with a history of severe allergic reaction, reading from the CDC here, to another vaccine or injectable therapy, the CDC advises precautions. That might include deferring vaccination or an observation period of 30 minutes, as opposed to the normal 15 minutes. After the vaccine is administered, all vaccination sites are required to be prepared to handle any severe allergic reaction. Now, if you're pregnant, people are part of a group that is recommended to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. They may choose to be vaccinated. You may want to discuss it with your clinical team, but that's not a requirement. Basically, that's all the CDC has to offer. There's no safety data yet on any of the COVID vaccines in pregnant people. But based at least on current knowledge, they don't think the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine is likely to pose a risk to people who are pregnant. Best thing you can keep doing, if you don't see an answer yet, talk to your doctor or keep referencing back to the website covid19.nj.gov/vaccine. covid19.nj.gov/vaccine.